This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly podcast brought to you by BetRivers Sportsbook and Casino. Head on over to BetRivers.com right now. Get yourself signed up for an account and get in on the action with us here. I'm Thomas Viola, and joining me as always, the Pablo Escobar of parlays, the man of mystery, the international man of mystery, I should say, Taylor. I almost made it through the entire season without messing that one up, but here we are. Taylor Wilson, it was a brutal weekend slate for us. After all the grinding, I made it out half a unit down. My record, not so illustrious. 8-9, minus a half unit. It is what it is. How did you do on the weekend?
If you ever want an example of why Thomas Viola is good at this, he turns his bad weeks even into like not awful weeks. Honestly, Tom, like that's impressive, man. We both were struggling through the weekend and you get out of this thing. Yes, down, but less than a unit. Congratulations to you. As I say, having lost, you still lost about a half unit, but a little bit better than me. I'm down 3 units and change. You did more plays than me, Tom. I was 4-9. Just a quick shout out to the RSL DC United draw at plus 325 hitting. You tried talking me out of it. I tried talking myself out of it on the air. Just an absolutely disgusting pick to offer up. Probably my least confident pick I've offered out on the show this entire season. And naturally, that's what avoids just a complete drowning disaster for me, Tom, here at the weekend going into a midweek slate, which I don't particularly love either. So shout out to the 0-0 draw. Wayne Rooney's DC boys suddenly fixing some things defensively until probably this week. So a big 3.25-1 draw hit and very little else for me to celebrate this weekend, Tom.
I will celebrate Charlotte and the FC Dallas cash. Those were two good plays for me. But we are on to a midweek slate here. We've got 9 games to get through, and we're going to try and get them all done on our video for our video listeners here. So let's jump right into it here, Taylor. Montreal versus Chicago is our first game up here. And it's also, in my opinion, the easiest of the slate. Montreal minus 150, Chicago plus 360, and the draw at 3-1. And Taylor, I'm not going to think twice here. I'd love to have a complex handicap for this, but I don't. Montreal has played a lot of tough teams. They're on an incredible hot streak. 1 loss and 3 ties in their last 11 games. I'll lay a goal in this game and hope Montreal wins by 2 to get me a cash. Montreal minus 1 plus 120.
My apologies, Tom. We have full agreement to start out the show. Apologies ahead of time to you and our listeners and viewers for missing on this one, but you're right. You cannot overthink Montreal moves at this point. The first thing I thought was, hey, let's overthink this. Let's figure out a single game parlay. You know, let's do something on Montreal. Let's do something on the goals. If you paired Montreal money line and the over 2.5 together, you get a plus 138 price tag. But the problem with Montreal on those is they've kind of won through a variety of ways this season. They're actually 6-6 on that particular single game parlay in their last 12. That's not enough on the trend data for me to feel pretty confident on that one. I love fading the Fire in this spot. They're coming off of a 3-1 win, but it's away against a terrible away Inter team. I'm fine kind of throwing that one out the window. We know how bad Inter is on the road. Before that, it was 1 goal score, Tom, in 5 games for this Fire team. That's why I don't really want anything on the over market necessarily either. I don't want to get beat on a Montreal 2-0 win here. So it's full agreement. I like the plus 120 price on the minus a goal as well. I think that price is a little bit off for a play where we both feel very confident on the push protection. And I think ultimately Montreal gets it done with a 2-goal win here as well. So I don't want an overplay because I don't want anything from Chicago. Therefore, I'm going to take the minus a goal play at plus 120 Montreal.
Complete agreement there. I know we won't have complete agreement on this one, though. Minnesota United versus LAFC. Minnesota at home, 215 dogs. LA road favorites at plus 102, even money in the draw, 3-1. And when we were doing our prep for the show, Taylor, I misread this line and interpreted LA as the favorite for absolutely no reason whatsoever, except seeing the price and just making assumptions. And I was all ready to say, now I'm back on the LAFC train. But this team has now lost three straight road games. They've looked abysmal in each and every one of them, but there's an extra wrinkle here with Minnesota that makes me hesitant to take them plus 215. Can you talk about that for us, Taylor?
Yeah, so Emmanuel Reynoso is almost definitely not going to be playing in this game. If you just look at what's happened with the Loons, look, I've been a little bit more of a Loons believer than you have, Tom, I think overall. And I've also been a little bit more eager to just shrug off these three games because of what I'm about to say. Reynoso, in these three losses in a row for Minnesota United, has missed two of them completely. And the other game he played in but was playing hurt and then got subbed off around the hour mark. I'm willing, considering how big of a spark plug he is for them, not to completely throw those out, because there were some defensive problems. And the story of some of those games, certainly the Portland and the Dallas game, was actually, hey, Minnesota United's kind of in control of this game. They're just not creating clear enough cut chances, and they're certainly not putting them away. And then once trailing, they weren't able to get back into those games either. So, you know, there are some bigger problems beyond just Reynoso. They've fallen all the way to the sixth seed. This was a team that we thought might be a top three seed candidate at one point, like a month ago. However, I don't really want the LA side here either. You outlined a little bit of it, Tom. It's four in a row in terms of away losses for them. The price is close to even in this spot. I'm not getting any kind of a value play here to entice me into trying an LA move. So what do you do? I really had to bring out the chalkboard and try to figure something out in this situation. I do think LAFC has real defensive problems away from home, especially right now. Across those four losses, 10-4 is the aggregate. They conceded two or more goals in each of those. So my first thought was maybe try something on Minnesota, because a 2-1 price tag is a little bit inflated value, and then maybe try something on the goals. But then you think about the Reynoso injury stuff, and he's not expected to play in this game. So I don't want to side in this. Instead, I'm going to do something that I've done maybe once or twice in MLS this season, which is a both teams to score no price, Tom. And the reason I'm trying this is I just think the price is completely off. Plus 155, it's what it's coming in at time of recording. The both teams to score markets, we know that yes, yes, and more yes is the move in Major League Soccer. There are in particular a few teams, the Nashvilles of the world, the Atlanta Uniteds of the world, where this play hits almost every single game. But the prices are completely out of whack at this point. In this case, minus 205 on the both teams to score yes market. You look at what's happened to Minnesota United without Reynoso, they've gotten shut out in all three of those games. So this is me kind of betting on LA maybe being able to do that in this case. I get the defensive issues. I get all of that. But we know what Minnesota United is without Reynoso. And I think the price is off here. If it was even, I would probably just stay away from this game entirely. But this is manipulating what I think is a wrong price in a spot that's maybe not taking the injury news into account. And I also don't think LAFC is going to lose five in a row away from home. Right? Famous last words. Let's try both teams to score no plus 155, Tom.
I'm struggling here, Taylor. I'm struggling a lot. Because on the one hand, I agree with some of your handicapping here. I don't think LA loses five in a row on the road. And you've got a Minnesota team that is going to be in a weakened state here. I like the fact that I'm getting even money on LA, even though I hate playing a road favorite in this league. It's not good value. I think this number is probably exactly where it's supposed to be. Where I disagree with you is I don't know that plus 155 is the wrong price tag for a both teams to score no bet in this league right now. I think that price is around where I'd put it too, and I don't know that there's enough value on that for me to be sinking my teeth into it either. I wish you the best of luck. I'm going to take the chance here because I don't want two no plays on a slate, and I have one later on down the pipe. I'm going to take a chance on LAFC even money, but it is not my favorite play of the week. That's how I'm going to leave this one. And let's move on here to Inter Miami versus Columbus Crew. And this one, we've got Inter Miami at plus 135 at home, the Crew plus 185 on the road, and the draw plus 250. I bet on Columbus a lot, maybe more than I should, especially given what's been going on here. This team has drawn five of their last six games right now. They are the team with the draw bug right now. Inter Miami's back from a three-game road trip filled with three L's. At home, they've recently taken down Toronto and New York. I think that the Crew are better than both of those teams right now. But because of the draw monster, I'm going to play the Crew plus 112, draw no bet. I'm probably going to end up getting a little more aggressive with it and play that Crew money line at plus 180. But the play that I want to give out here for the good people, I want a little bit of draw protection here. So I'll take plus 112 with a DNB.
I mean, we're rubbing off on each other. It's full agreement. It's my literal exact play, Tom. I love this play in this spot. This is going against the macro numbers with Inter Miami. It should be said, like, we know what this team is at home. They can be a very tough out. In fact, they're the third best home team in MLS with 1.93 points per game. That's 8 wins, 3 draws, and 3 losses. But you see within that stretch that, you know, it's 8 wins and 6 draw or loss situations. You take the draw out of the equation here, and you mentioned it. The draw bug has been the issue for the Crew this season. It's just one loss in their last 17 games, Tom. I mean, the stretch is absolutely incredible in terms of when you can eliminate the draw, Columbus is a very, very reliable play to take, and you're getting a plus price in this spot. So it's full agreement. Just a couple of other quick stats here. The Crew are, this stat, a nugget courtesy of Matt Doyle, are -8 when ahead or tied after the 75th minute. That's tied with the Revolution, who, again, are another tie no-bet favorite on this show for worst in the league in terms of late game. So maybe you take this play pre-flop, Tom, and you think about something on Inter Miami live once this thing's kicked off and Columbus has gone up a goal or two to maybe, you know, a plus one or that kind of a thing for Inter Miami in that spot, especially if they go up by a couple of goals. That's kind of been the trend for Columbus here recently. Having said all that, you don't have to overthink that if you don't want to. I think Columbus, no tie at a plus price. Very solid considering what they've been for close to 3 months now, Tom, as they fight for their playoff lives in the Eastern Conference. So full agreement here.
They're a good team. I mean, as I pull it up here, they've managed to make their way all the way to the 7th spot. They've got a game in hand to move up to. 41 points so far. A win in this spot moves them right up into that 4th, 5th place conversation there. We'll see. I might regret not being more aggressive in this game. And I know that when I actually go to put my money down on it, I'm not going to be taking the draw no bet. But that's what I'm going to tell people to take here. Do as I say, not as I do. Partially because it is quite annoying that I can't actually bet with our friends at BetRivers and get the better betting menu. I'm stuck in Vegas, whose menu, quite frankly, does suffer. I might have to make a trip across the state line to Arizona here. The next game up, Dynamo versus the New England Revolution. The Houston Dynamo plus 150, the Revs plus 170, just barely road dogs in this spot, and the draw plus 240. New England still needs to rack up the wins if they want to make the playoffs a year after winning the Supporters Shield in convincing fashion, to say the least. A trip to Houston, this is the perfect time to do so after failing it to get it done in New York. Plus, Gil should be back with the team after the birth of his child. Congratulations to him. That caused him to miss the weekend game. New England needs points, and they best go get them here. I'll take New England plus 170.
Way more agreement than I expected in this midweek, Tom. I am also trying the New England money line in this spot. Dynamo have 1 win since mid-July. That was, of course, naturally somehow over LAFC. But they are the third worst home team in MLS. They're the worst home team in the Western Conference. They are now officially eliminated from playoff contention, so they're not playing for anything. They have an interim manager, Hector Herrera, who was their big, exciting, you know, acquisition, has been mostly injured since coming in, and they've been mostly bad even when he's been on the pitch. It has not been a fun season for Houston Dynamo, and I think the prices are off here. This is very much just giving a slight edge to the home team, and in this case, the home team is worse than New England. It is just 1 win in their last 6 for the Revolution, and that win was against a struggling, to say the least, NYCFC team, Tom. So I don't, you know, this being an ugly draw or something is not out of the question, but I think you take the price in this spot. Plus 170 is good enough value for me to try a Revs team that is, A, still playing for a lot. They're 3 points out of a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, and B, is much better than the Dynamo in a vacuum. So plus 170 Revs.
Yep. I honestly, I'm not surprised by all the agreement on this slate. It feels to me like a lot of these games, it's kind of one option or pass. And that's what we have in this next one. Because Sporting KC is minus 155, DC plus 375, and the draw plus 310 when Sporting takes on DC United. And you know, Sporting Kansas City suddenly capable of beating bad teams at home. They've started actually putting it together. Too little too late to make the playoffs, but with no draft to really tank for, and no, the super draft does not count. This is the perfect time to open up a can of whoop ass on DC. I'll lay minus 155 with the newly charged Sporting side, riding a 4-game unbeaten streak and 3 straight home wins.
Credit to DC. It's 3 straight unbeaten somehow. Maybe they're low-key their best form of the year, just 1 goal conceded in those 3. But they played against struggling attacking sides in those games against Atlanta and Philly, good attacking sides before that stretch. They still gave up a combined 9 goals across those 2 games. So I think when they're playing against someone who knows how to put the ball in the back of the net, it's still a big problem. And this Sporting team, I know they're coming off of a 0-0 draw, but before that, it was just one loss in – or sorry, right now, it's just one loss in their last 6 with 14 goals scored over that stretch despite a 0-0 finale in that mix. So
they're finding Sporting the back of the net.
Yeah, Sporting has figured it out as an attacking side. They've been very plucky for almost a couple of months at this point, and they're playing against one of, if not the worst team in the league. So I'm going to go Sporting money line, pairing it together with an over 1.5 team goals, Tom. Same game parlay, laying minus 114. I don't love how that price is coming out as still a minus on a Sporting team that will not be making the playoffs either. Again, I don't love this midweek slate. However, I think all of that's reasonable. I still don't trust DC's defense. I'm not getting suckered into what they've been doing over these last 2 or 3 games. We know what they've been all season. And that includes pre-Wayne Rooney and post-Wayne Rooney. They can absolutely leak the goals. Over 1.5 team goals bets against DC have been very reliable this season. And I think Sporting wins the game. So that's how you get a little bit of that value back. Still a minus play at minus 114, Tom.
The next game up here, your boys Atlanta are in their rivalry game with Orlando. Orlando even money at home here in this spot. Atlanta United plus 230. And the draw is at plus 275 here. Atlanta, they might be bad defensively, but offensively, they have not been blanked in a game since early June. And Orlando's defense is a sieve. It's curtains for the season for your boys, who technically are still in the playoff hunt, just like how I technically could still play D1 football. But Orlando concedes 1.86 goals per game at home. Atlanta's averaging a goal per game on the road while also conceding 1.87 per road match. With a price here reasonably set for 3 goals at plus 110, I'll jump on the total here that I have jumped on this so many times before with Atlanta. I'll do it one more time. Over 3 plus 110 for me.
Nice. Yeah, I'm just going to go completely conservative on this and not give myself the push protection. Just go over 2.5, laying all that juice at minus 175. I like how often 3 specifically hits, and I don't want to bet for the push in this particular spot. So if you just look at some of the numbers, the over 2.5 has hit 8 times in a row now for Atlanta. It's almost automatic this season. It's 23-7 on the year. 23 of 30 matches, the over 2.5 has hit in games involving Atlanta United. The over 2.5 has suddenly hit in 6 of the last 7 for Orlando as well. So this play feels very reliable. I'm going to try it super conservatively, laying minus 175 juice. I am going to do a separate play, a second play in this game, which is to try Atlanta, Tom, on the money line at plus 230. This is one of the first times that I've tried Atlanta United this year. This team is a mess in a lot of ways. Okay. Top down. Defensively, they've been a disaster this year, but they got a center back hat trick at the weekend with Purata getting 3 goals. Absolutely insane with that 4-2 win over Toronto. I do think that attack keeps them in a lot of these games. And you think about who is on the other side. It's an Orlando team where the numbers have just been off in a lot of their home games this year. I understand that they're right in the mix in the playoff conversation, but they have lost 7 of their 14 home games this season. That's pretty bad. When you get a plus 230 price tag against them in, let's remember, a massive rivalry game, I think it's worth a try. So I'm going to try that plus 230 in this spot. Joseph Martinez has scored 8 times against Orlando. He's also, in theory, coming back in this game after a 1-game team suspension at the weekend, although considering how well things went for Atlanta United in that spot, maybe they keep him out again. We'll see in that situation. But I'm going to try Atlanta. I think the price is a little bit off for a rivalry game and for an Orlando team that has lost some weird, weird games at home this year, Tom.
My fear here, Taylor, and I'm sorry that I've poked holes in a couple of your picks so far in this episode. My fear is with Atlanta and their one road win this season. That's not a record that I want to be backing, but I completely agree with the process that gets you to playing a plus 230 dog in a rivalry game, especially this particular rivalry where Atlanta, for the longest time, has had Orlando's number. I'm not going to follow you, but I like the play, and I would not be surprised if we're talking about this on Thursday when we break down the weekend slate. The next game up, Austin FC versus RSL. RSL plus 255 as road dogs. Austin minus 115 as the home side, and the draw at 3-1 in this one. All right, Austin, it's time to start winning again now. Two straight 3-0 road losses, a 2-1 defeat at home to Portland. That's not how you follow up a franchise-defining win over LAFC. But RSL just had a bad draw with DC United at home after falling to 2-0 to LAFC last week. I'll ride the Austin FC train again and say they get back on track with some home cooking here. I'll take the Austin minus 115 price. I don't think it's unreasonable.
Yeah, more agreement, Tom. Austin has been this pretty good, in fact, very good away team for much of the year until recently, where things have switched and they've kind of been, it's like they're reliable at home, but three of their last four losses are away. Certainly some of the defensive issues I don't love, but I'm also not that worried by an away RSL team in this spot. I think some of the defensive problems that we can talk about with Austin are more relevant when we consider them as a playoff team and we start to look at the futures market and think about these teams when the postseason gets here. In some ways, they faded a little bit as the season's gone on, but that's really only because they started out the season so hot. They've still gotten out good results in this second half of the season, and they are a better team than Real Salt Lake. I've faded RSL a lot this year, including in that 0-0 draw at the weekend. It's just 3 wins and 15 away for RSL. I understand I'm taking an Atlanta team with a similar record, but I'm going to fade RSL based on that data. It's also just 1 win in their last 7 away. I think the price is perfectly reasonable here. I like over 2.5, and I like both teams to score as well, but both of those are on the wrong side of minus 185. So you could pair it with Austin if you wanted to, but I don't think the price is bad enough on Austin to need to do that. You can just take Austin on the minus 115 and call it a day. I'm in full agreement here, Tom. Lockstep again.
The next game up, the Rapids play the Earthquakes. The Colorado Rapids are the hosts at minus 177. The Quakes plus 380 on the road and the draw plus 350. I love how unpredictable the Quakes are and the fact that plus 380, like, you could potentially hit this. But other than that, the Quakes games have prohibitive lines. I know it's not the biggest slate, but I don't want to pick out a game here that can end about 20 different ways. Maybe I take a shot at the plus 380 with the Quakes, but I'm going to pass on this one, Taylor.
I needed you here, Tom. This is the Quakes corner. I needed your advice on how to fade the Quakes, but it doesn't sound like you want to fade them.
It's so impossible to figure out. Is this going to be one of those weird Quakes road games where they go out and they look like world beaters and they go and win? Is it going to be one where they don't show up at all? Is it going to be one where the offense shows up and they score 3 goals, but they give up 5 and lose that way? Or is it going to be a game where the defense is there and they lose 1-0 because they can't put anything in the back of the net? This team has so many different outcomes and they've shown us each and every one of them multiple times this season. I don't know what to do, and quite frankly, that makes all Quakes games stay away from me for the rest of the year.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with the prices, because I'm not trying Colorado minus 177. I'm not into the Rapids enough for that kind of a play. I'm not into really any MLS team enough for that kind of a money line play, maybe Philly. So I don't need to do that here. You're not doing a play. I'll do one. I don't love it. It's Rapids minus a goal at minus 105. I just feel like the Rapids probably win this game, and I'm probably betting for the push here, and I'm offering something up. The Quakes are bad enough defensively, and Colorado's good enough at home, etc. Talk me out of it, Tom. I don't know.
I mean, no. I the price is wrong. The price is wrong. I can't bet on this Colorado team either, and I'm just – you're probably right, and they win this game by at least one. Because the Quakes have been known to give up some blowout losses, but I just don't want money on a game involving the Earthquakes right now. That's where I'm at. I don't I don't think you're necessarily wrong, but the price isn't enough to make me want to bet it.
They have just one road shutout in 15 away games this year, the Quakes, that 0-0 draw at Nashville. It's, of course, just one win in 15 away as well, the Cali Clásico 3-2 game. You're right in terms of the goal stuff. This goes all over the place when San Jose is away in particular. I do feel like the one thing we can rely on is they're probably not shutting Colorado out in this spot, at least based on those numbers that I just read off. Therefore, I would feel like I'm getting a push here, at least. Am I just betting the push at a minus 105 price? Maybe. Maybe I am. But let's try it. Rapids minus a goal, so we have something from the show on this game.
All right, Taylor. I wish you the best of luck, even though I really don't, because I'd rather the Quakes win some games. But the final one we have here is another road favorite. The Whitecaps are plus 165. The LA Galaxy plus 140 on the road. And the draw plus 270 here. And I'm going to do it again, man. The Galaxy are suddenly unbeaten in six with four draws in that span. Nashville, Toronto, Sporting Kansas City right now, and Seattle aren't the worst teams to be drawing against either, especially that gritty last-minute equalizing PK in Nashville last weekend. Thanks a lot, guys. But the Galaxy are road favorites here for a reason. On the 14th of August, they beat this Whitecaps team at home 5-2. Vancouver at home is definitely better than that. But LA is on a decent stretch of road performances and in crunch time are making the most of the effort to make it to the postseason. I think they get there, and a win here is a big reason why I'll take the Galaxy plus 140.
Similar read. I'm going to go about this a little bit differently, though, to try to avoid the draw results. And I'm just going to go Galaxy tie no bet at minus 121. They've drawn four of their last five. I don't really think that happens here, Tom. I think you're probably doing better to go more aggressive in this spot because they're certainly a better team than Vancouver. But I want to give myself a little bit more flexibility in case the draw happens. I just get my money back. So I'm going to lay the minus 121 price tag here. I agree with you. The Galaxy are very much in the mix. They're just 3 points off with a game in hand, even two games in hand on some teams in that Western Conference playoff picture. But, you know, similar to Columbus and Cincinnati and a few other teams that have been very draw happy here in the second half of the season, I'm going to try another tie no bet play here, Tom, at minus 121. Quick shout out also, Chicharito, 4-for-9 on penalties now in his MLS career. So that drama has been fun to watch as well.
His penalty kick days are over. He didn't take the second one last time, and that is about it.
Yep.
There's no way they can let him go back to him. The Panenka is one thing, but now he's just missing them, and it's bad news bananas, my friend. No reason for him to be taking them the rest of the season here. But Taylor, that is going to wrap up the slate. We managed to make it through here real quick. What is your parlay for the week? The lottery ticket. I'm going a little bit more conservative here, but I'm curious what yours is.
Well, I still might be more conservative than yours considering how aggressive you go on these typically, Tom, but I'm going to offer up four legs here. Montreal moneyline, Austin moneyline, the Orlando Atlanta over 2.5 goals, and the Galaxy money line. So not the tie, no bet. I'm just going all in on your Galaxy money line play here, Tom, as part of the parlay. That's four legs, comes out to plus 1084.
All right. You are going way more aggressive than I am on this one. I have a ridiculously conservative parlay here. It's a four leg, three gamer. I've got the Montreal game. I'm going to take Montreal money line. I could go to the minus one, but you can't tie that in with the over 2.5 goals, which is where I'm going to go to get that plus 138 price. And then I'm going to tack on over 2.5 in the Orlando Atlanta game at minus 175. Wrap that all up. It's weird to say this, but I'm putting my faith in Sporting Kansas City at minus 155 over DC United. All in all, pays out plus 520. That's good enough for me on this weird week at midweek slate.
Yeah, why not? A sporting KC in a parlay. They said it couldn't be done in the first half of the season, but we found a way here on the program.
Indeed we have. All right, Taylor, let's go through real quick for everybody. Remind them of our picks here. Give them that one chance to go through here, everything at once, write down anything that they want, pause it at their leisure. Hope you've got your pen and paper ready, as I see you're having some microphone issues here, but it looks like you're still with us. Montreal versus Chicago. I'm going Montreal minus 1 to plus 120.
Yeah, in full agreement here, Tom. Montreal minus the goal.
LAFC versus Minnesota. I am begrudgingly taking the LAFC minus 102 money line.
Plus also begrudging for me, going both teams to score. No, I think maybe just the second time this MLS season I've tried something like this at plus 155.
Inter Miami versus Columbus. I'm taking the Crew plus 112 at a draw, no bet.
Full agreement, tie, no bet, plus 112, Crew.
Dynamo versus the Revolution. I'm going New England plus 170 on the money line.
More agreement, Revs plus 170. I think the number is off here, Tom.
Sporting Kansas City, DC United. I'm taking SKC minus the 155.
And I'm going to go in a little more aggressive with Sporting money line and the over 1.5 team goals. Fading that DC defense, same game parlay, minus 114.
Orlando versus Atlanta. I'll take the over 3 for plus 110.
Two separate plays, one very conservative, one very aggressive. The conservative over 2.5, minus 175. Separately, Atlanta United, money line, plus 230.
Austin taking on Real Salt Lake, and I'll go Austin minus 115.
Yeah, I love this price on Austin at home. Austin minus 115.
Rapids and Quakes, I'm out.
I'm kind of out too, but I'll give you Rapids minus 1, minus 105 price.
The Whitecaps take on the Galaxy, last game on the slate, and I'm going Galaxy plus 140 on the money line.
And I'm going Galaxy tie, no bet, minus 121.
All right, Taylor. Well, that is going to do it for us here. Of course, if you want to follow us on Twitter, keep up with the action. I'm TV at work. He's ATLT. Well, with the one L. And of course, don't forget to follow at Because We Win on Twitter to keep up with all of the latest and greatest from the Betting Weekly studios. It is a fantastic time here right now. We have experts covering everything. The Premier League, La Liga, Ligue 1, the Bundesliga, everything you want in European soccer, and we've got cricket. We have so much more. There's some great football content coming out now that that season has begun, so follow at Because We Win to keep up with the latest from Betting Weekly Studios, and don't forget to head on over to betrivers.com, sign yourself up for an account, and follow us. That's going to do it here for Taylor Wilson. I'm Thomas Viola. Let's cash some tickets, and we will see you guys on the weekend slate.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the Bet Rivers Network.